This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado still has plenty of open jobs. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on what industries in the state are hiring.
Healthcare practitioners and technical occupations had the most job vacancies in the second quarter, more than 15,000. That's according to a report from the Colorado Chamber of Commerce and recruitment technology company Aspen Technology Labs. One area Colorado is lagging is artificial intelligence. AI jobs grew 34% nationwide during the past year. In Colorado, growth in AI was less than 5%. While job openings are still rising, wages fell slightly from April to July. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Health insurance rates on the individual market may rise next year. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state's insurance division has released its preliminary look at the numbers for next year. Health insurance premiums for people who pay for their own coverage is expected to go up 5.5%. The rise is lower, 4.2%, for the state's Colorado option plans. Just about 5% of people buy their own private health insurance. About half get it through their employer. But the rates are closely watched to see if reforms in health policy are working. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state veterinarian says the avian flu is concerning, but not a crisis. Dr. Maggie Baldwin says Colorado's response to the virus in poultry and dairy cows has been swift, but there are challenges.
This is, a novel event that we're dealing with. And so the risk and the science is changing as we're going. And I've told my team this is an analogy where we're building the plane as we're flying it, but I'm happy to say that we're still flying.
Baldwin says the risk to most people is still low and that her office is working closely with poultry and dairy operations. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs back in the 90s this afternoon, maybe a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.